Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Rangers Player Show is brought to you by Ricos and the Rangers Rewards Fan Card. Score big with the card that delivers swag and experiences that Ranger fans really want. Apply today at rangersrewards.com. Joining us now for the Rangers Player Show is their incredibly talented relief pitcher, Sean Kelly. How you doing today, Sean?
Doing well. I don't know about incredibly talented, incredibly old and tired, though.
Well, you're a young man to me, brother. And I don't know if that's a jinx or not. I know in baseball there's a lot of things like that. Like, the guy's got a no-hitter going, you don't sit next to him or talk to him. So maybe I should just say that, man, you're having an all right season. It's somewhat average.
Yeah, I'm just doing as good as I can, you know?
Yeah, you're just trying to get by. But we're fans of your work. We're really, really enjoying what you're doing. And man, I was talking to Jared Sandler, the host of our Rangers pregame show and postgame show, about you, and we were talking about an interesting nugget where your coaches are saying that you are able to warm up faster than anybody they've ever seen. You get loose more quickly in the bullpen than anybody they've ever seen, like three or four pitches. So tell us about that. How long has that been the situation, and how is that?
Well, honestly, it's kind of a necessity just because I feel like I only have so many bullets left in this arm, so I kind of just do it to save my pitches. But, you know, I think one thing that goes one thing that kind of I think people could do better about getting forward, and it took me a while to realize this, is that those eight pitches you got on the mound when you get into the game are big. So I've tried to, as I've gotten older, really factor those in as far as getting loose. So, you know, if I only get a few in the bullpen, you know, if it happens to be five, six, seven pitches, knowing that I have those eight out there that I can let loose at game speed on the game mound, I usually can trick my mind into thinking that I'm loose, I guess, is what it is.
So watching you the other night come in and finish out the game and close the game, the 11-10, the crazy game, you were really pumped at the end of the game. Are you always like that when you get a big strikeout to end a game?
I'm an adrenaline guy. You know, I feed off the moment and try to harness the adrenaline and the energy and stuff into my pitches and try to get a little bit more out of myself that way. And it's kind of how I've always been. But at the same time, I also like to go in there and do my job, stay poised. But in a situation like that, I think sometimes the emotion and of the situation and the severity of the game, you know, being a big rival, a division game. I know it's only April, but I don't know. Sometimes that just comes out, I guess. It felt good to get that punch out, and I guess the raw emotion just kind of came out of me.
I love it. I love seeing the raw emotion. I'm okay with a good sports cry, even. I don't care.
Yeah, and I agree.
You know, because get paid a lot of money to play this game, and you could think about it just being okay. It's just a business. I'm in my business suit. But when you see that raw emotion, it takes us all back to the Little League. It's like, man, the game matters to these guys. That's what we really want to see. So we love that. So with that said, I'm always curious about the idea of flipping bats, because I like the emotion you showed the other night. I love it when pitchers show emotion. And as long as it's not Jose Bautista, I love it when batters show emotion too. So in terms of like bat flips and things like that, if a guy, and this isn't ever going to happen, you're never going to give up another home run, but if you did give up a home run and a guy flipped the bat, would you be angry?
I have no problem with it. You know, I was having this talk yesterday with some people, and it's just, it used to be something that kind of came up in the old school where there was a little more policing of the game, and there was a little bit more of that older unwritten rule mentality. But as I've gotten older, you know what, I've got better things to worry about. I've got kids and getting old, and I've got to, you know, find out how to get the next guy out. So I'm not worried about it. As long as it's not disrespectful, I think the one thing I said the other day is obviously each case of a bat flip or a show of emotion is kind of its own individual. I think you have to look at them separately, but you know, if a guy's celebrating with his teammates and they've got handshakes and they're flipping bats and they're hollering and yelling, that's fine. I mean, if you noticed when I got pumped up and fist pumped and yelled, I was doing that towards our dugout saying, let's go. Like, you know, it's just, it's a good team thing. It's a momentum thing. And I think it's genuine, and I don't have a problem with it. And,
right.
But, you know, that if I fist pump a strikeout, then don't have a problem with me. But if I go up a homer, do whatever you want.
You're not yelling at the batter going, I struck you out.
Go sit. Yeah, no, you're definitely not
right,
doing that.
Right.
So, you know, don't bat flip and then cuss me out and make me feel like a loser. But
right. Okay. So did you ever watch?
If you want to show the emotion and enjoy it and get the crowd into it and get your dugout into it, then have at it. You know, I'm the one that screwed up and made the bad pitch.
Did you? God, I love that approach. Did you ever watch Eastbound and Down on HBO with Kenny Powers?
Yeah.
Okay. So Kenny Powers had the crotch shot where he like double crossed his hands on both sides on his hit on his thighs.
Yeah.
That's too much, right?
That's probably too much.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't appreciate that if I was hitting and a pitcher did that. And I wouldn't appreciate that as a hitter to a pitcher. But there's a line there, but I think a little bit of celebration and raw emotion is good for the game. It's energy. It's exciting. And, you know, if you're mad about it, throw a better pitch.
Heck, since we went down this road of Eastbound and Down, what are your favorite TV shows of all time, Sean?
Are you talking sports or are you just talking anything?
Anything, yeah. Fair game.
I can't go against Game of Thrones right now just because it came back on, and I think it's one of the most well-done shows of our generation. But, you know, I was a big Breaking Bad guy. I watched Dexter when I was younger. Big Ray Donovan guy on Showtime. Big fan of a lot of the Netflix shows that have come out in the last few years. So, you know, we spend a lot of time on planes, so we probably need to have a different interview for this in a few hours talking about TV shows.
Well, we can have you on again on our own, but right now it's the Rangers player show, of course.
There you go.
But who's going to win the Iron Throne?
Oh, man. I think John gets on it eventually.
Yeah.
He's got to.
He feels like he's the chosen one.
I'm kind of secretly rooting for the Night King.
Whoa! Really? Did you root for Vader in Star Wars?
There's got to be odds, right? Does Vegas have odds on the throne?
They've got to.
Yeah.
Are you caught up?
Oh yeah, yeah. I just watched the. We got in pretty late Sunday, so I watched it yesterday morning, the second one.
So you're all caught up.
All caught up.
So next week's battle. It's well known. The battle is next
it's
Sunday.
It's got to be, right? The horn was sounding. It's got to be the battle, right?
It's on. Everyone, I think they've pretty much announced it. Like, it is the battle. But
awesome.
You notice all the good guys, or what we kind of think of as good guys, are all together. Don't you think that kind of means something bad's going to happen on Sunday?
Yeah, I think we're going to lose it. I think we're going to start losing people, kind of like the Ned Stark thing in the first one. So
yeah,
at the end of the first season. So I think they're kind of showing you the human side to everybody and kind of getting you to, just when they get you to start to like somebody that you didn't like, usually they're whacked off in the next day or two. So
yes,
I did think that scene around the fire with all those people that used to hate each other and fight against each other, and now they're kind of telling stories and getting ready for the battle. And
yes,
I think that was neat, but I also think that it's short lived.
We are talking to Sean Kelly, who just became one of our favorite Rangers of all time. We're easy to please.
Yeah.
We love this guy. And
it only took 3 weeks.
We're not gonna. It's you and Michael Young, our two favorites.
That's good company right there.
No doubt, he's the GOAT. Okay, but Shippy, you actually have the Vegas odds. Would you mind sharing those with us?
Oh yes.
So here's how it lays out. Your leader in the clubhouse is Jon Snow. Just kind of you.
What's he, 2-1?
He's plus 225. So you better.
Okay, so we got money lines, basically.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So then you got Bran Stark after that at plus 275. Then Sansa.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I like that because he doesn't want that. He knows that's not who he is.
Yeah, I wouldn't put my money on that if I were you, Sean.
No. No, and I don't like the favorites. That's just too easy.
Yeah, right? You mentioned the Night King.
So even though I think John will do it when it comes to actually, if I was wagering on it, you know, a friendly wager, I need to hear some more odds. Keep going. I need a middle of the road, semi long shot.
Okay, so then you've got Sansa Stark at plus 500 next.
Okay.
And then you got Dany Targaryen at plus 550.
Mm.
Then they got
She's falling because of the last few episodes she's shown that power hungry greed and not.
Yeah.
She's not really concerned about the real what matters. She's concerned about that power.
Yeah, yep. That's all she cares about.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Then after that, you've got Gendry at plus 650.
No way.
Oh, dark horse, but nah, he's going to have a role in this, but it's not. Well, he had a role last week. I didn't like that scene, but
no one did.
Now get this one: Peter Baelish at plus 1250.
Oh wow!
Gosh, I just don't. If the show, wouldn't that kind of be a disappointment to fans?
Oh yeah, but there's theories out there.
They can't do that.
There's theories out there, and then next is the Night King at plus 1500.
Yeah, I think I would go that route. I don't think they'll do it, but I mean, that's good. That's good cash back on your money just in case.
God, that would be so devastating. All right. We are talking to Sean Kelly, Rangers reliever on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Okay, so what is Adventure Off-Road Park? I see it on your Twitter account.
That is my I own an off-road park.
Oh, sweet. Tell us.
In Tennessee. So it's pretty cool. I mean, it's got everything. It's a 600-acre park. It's got everything from, you know, four-wheelers and little side-by-sides that you can take the big rock bouncers that you see on the YouTube videos up there and different levels of trails. It's all mapped out. It's all marked. We do special events. We do some fundraisers. We're going to try to do some concerts. So it's just something I dabble in that I really enjoy being a part of. It's a really interesting, awesome, like, tight community of people all over the world that are into that kind of stuff. So it's something that I've gotten into and I love, and it's mine.
Is
I own it.
Is
my
it,
island.
Yeah, you're the man now. You're in charge. You are on the Iron Throne of the off-road park.
Yeah.
Do you ever get right in the face of your employees and give them that speech you just gave us?
Yeah, basically, yes. Yeah. I give them the talk that John gives to the Night Watch, you know, about coming together and joining the wildling.
Yes.
I try to motivate.
There you go.
So is it true that that you played with Woody back in the day?
Yeah.
Describe Woody as a player compared to Woody as a manager.
Same guy. And I knew he would be, and that's really one of the big reasons why I'm here. I spoke to him in the offseason when I was a free agent, and, you know, I could tell that he was the same guy. Now that he's the manager, he's egoless and cares about the team and team first and all the things that you hear him say and that you've heard him preach through the offseason and so far in the young season that we're in is who he is. That's who he was as a player. Just an unbelievable teammate, worked hard. Did whatever he could to help the boys, and that's what he's done so far as a manager, and that's why I'm here, and I couldn't be happier.
Man, that's an awesome endorsement, and you've been around the game for a while. You know, back to your first season in 2009, so you've seen all different types of managers, I would think, over your career. What is it about him that makes him special? What is it about him that is so unique that you're like, okay, absolutely, he's going to be a fantastic manager?
Well, I'm just, you know, and I've had some really good managers along the way, and but he just he really connects with us on a level of, you know, he played so long and he wasn't necessarily, it's hard to find, he's a rare breed, you know, a guy that played as long as he did but wasn't a superstar, but still had an outstanding career and survived and fought through so much and battled through adversity and injuries and not being good enough to start or being a role player or getting sent down, and it's just his understanding of how hard this game is. Obviously, he wants everybody at their best and performing as well as they can, and our goal every night is to win. But he also has a way about him of letting you know that it's okay to fail in this game. This game has a lot of failure, and that it's okay. It's okay to fail once in a while. But as long as we're doing that, being aggressively, as long as we're doing that, going down, you know, with our best stuff and giving our best effort, that's all he cares about. And he's preached that from day one, and he's backed it up so far. You know he trusts you. You know if he puts you in, he trusts you. He feels good about it, and he'd do it again the next day, regardless of the results. And in a game that's very result-oriented, I think Woody probably is as good as any manager so far that I've seen as really focusing on the process and not so much the result.
Now, you mentioned having kiddos. How many kiddos you got? What ages?
I have a stepdaughter that's 10, and then 8-year-old, 6-year-old, and a 4-month-old.
Oh, wow, awesome.
At times, there's four.
Yeah, right?
So it's busy.
Yeah, I'm 3 deep. I'm
very
not 4
busy.
Deep, but I have respect for that. Yeah. So do you have, are they into Fortnite yet?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I'm trying to keep them out of it, but I mean, I can't help but see the little dances, and they play it on the iPad and stuff. So.
Yes, well.
Yeah, unfortunately, I know what it is.
But, Dad, you need to know this, Dad. You can get in there and play with them, and it's some good father-son time.
I want nothing to do with that. That is not I am not a gamer. I'm not a video gamer.
Do any of them ride four-wheel vehicles and things like that out of the park?
Yeah, I've got little gas mini side-by-sides on them. That, you know, they've got all the safety equipment and the helmets and stuff. So I think, if nothing else, it'll help them learn how to operate a vehicle when they turn 16. You know, they might be maybe a better driver for it. So
yeah.
You know, they go up to the park, and we've got a big field where I have like a cabin and stuff where they can kind of be away from the crowds and stuff, and they can just kind of have a bunch of land to just roam around. And if they run into a tree, you know, at 5 miles an hour, it's not going to hurt them too bad. So,
Sean, here's the final final question, the final fastball coming at you right here.
All right, let's do it.
You sit down for a plate of chicken wings. What flavor are you going with?
Probably just buffalo, like a good medium slash hot buffalo sauce. Whatever. Is that a flavor? Just buffalo?
Yeah, that'll work.
Absolutely. Yeah. So like at Buffalo Wild Wings, I usually get either medium or hot. Maybe dabble in some spicy garlic, but probably just buffalo sauce.
Have you tried?
I'm a plain guy.
Have you tried Pluckers yet? It's kind of a Texas thing. I don't know if you haven't been around here very long, but we encourage you to go try Pluckers.
I have heard of it, but I have not tried it. Should I?
Going now, sir.
Yeah,
you're going.
Absolutely. Okay. And we're going to hook you up. And for appearing on this week's Rangers Player Show, Sean Kelly will receive a $100 gift card to Pluckers, and we promise you're going to enjoy that. But man, we cannot thank you enough for taking the time. We really enjoyed visiting with you, and Jared Sandler said you were great, and he was dead right. So thank you again so much for jumping on.
You got to consider your source.
That's right.
So just be careful. I do like to think that I'm a pretty good interview, but you know, you got to take it with a grain of salt when it comes from Jared.
No question. Hey, I don't want to jinx you, so okay, I'll say keep up the very average work.
Keep up the mediocrity, and hopefully talk to you guys again soon.
All right, brother. Appreciate it. Take care. There you go, Sean Kelly. Wow, man. He was great. Awesome. Boy,
that was great.
Me?
I mean, I feel like we're going to have to have him on in a couple weeks to talk Game of Thrones.
How are we not having him on in the next segment?
How about every time, though, too, he also has this like grizzly bear laugh that he has, too.
What?
He
goes, dude, he was great. And are you kidding me? He's been basically untouchable.
We get him on those good wings now, too.
They've got 12 wins on the season. He's got 3 of them and a save.
Because his slider's dirty.
Good dirty. God. Thank you to the Texas Rangers for making that happen. Sean Kelly, not only really, really talented on the mound, but a fantastic interview. Appreciate him jumping on the Ben and Skin Show. And, man, makes me kind of want to go check out that outdoor park.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.